Insecurity. Kinu residents have called on Kiambu Governor Kamani Wamatangi to fast-track the lighting up of streets in Kiambu County and specifically the various underpass roads in Kinu area due to insecurity. The residents have asked the governor to specifically address some few underpasses in Kinu area that have now left many residents and even small-scale traders fear for their lives as they close up their businesses in the evening. Bursting with activity during the day, Kinu, a lively market town along Waiaki, falls to near dead silence when night comes, and except from a few open nightclubs, the odd hawker who braves the night to try and earn a living has seen the once bright area turned into a scary place unlike the day, which is usually full of life and activity. This is starting to become the new normal around, according to Sylvia Kamau, a baker who has been frequenting Kinu to shop for accessories to use in her baking business. She told KNA that after suffering a nightmarish ordeal recently where two thieves robbed her of her phone and shush 5,000 at knife point, she now only shops during the day but also in fear. "I had just come from Gataru to buy a few things for my baking business when two young men, one had a knife, accosted me and demanded for my phone and bag, which I surrendered immediately. It was just a little over 8 p.m., she says, puzzled that this happened to her in the early hours of the night. She says the dark underpasses along Kinu town have become notorious for harboring idlers who in turn resort to petty criminal behavior, and has urged the Kiambu County government to consider installing streetlights in and around the underpasses to improve security. In September 2024, Kiambu County Governor Kamani Wamatangi launched an ambitious solar-powered street lighting project aimed at enhancing security operations within the county, and Sylvia hopes to see it reach Kinu area sooner rather than later. During the launch, the governor said that safety of citizens was key to development in our county, Ms. Kamau said, and asking him to fast-track the street and floodlights installed in the area, as this will be able to flash out the criminals preying on innocent people and passersby. The county government should ensure that all citizens, investors and visitors in the county are safe, and we are asking our able governor to please come and assist us in Kinu. She pleaded her case is not an isolated one, as one James Njagi, a small businessman in Kangemi, also says because of the many run-ins he has had with thieves, he can no longer walk to his house past 10 p.m. and has to take a boda-boda home. "I know the area very well. Not less than 2 months ago I was attacked but managed to escape. Many youths are jobless and chew mira, a popular drug in the area, during the day and resort to phone snatching and petty thefts to fund their lifestyles in the night, so I prefer to stay safe," James reaffirms. A police officer attached to Kabete Police Station who remained anonymous says there's only so much they can do as far as insecurity is concerned. "We carry out security patrols to ensure people are safe. We do this on a daily basis, and when we hear of such cases we try to intervene and disrupt these criminal activities." He acknowledged and recommended that going forward underpasses around Kabete Kinu through to Kiamba area be fitted with streetlights to deter those with criminal intent, even as they continue to patrol the areas.